You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. Montreal police are urging people to equip their mailboxes with locks after three people were arrested for raiding mailboxes to steal people's identities in Montreal and Laval. Police say the suspects targeted residences where mailboxes were accessible from outside the building. According to CBC News, the suspects would allegedly steal mail and open a bank account with a victim's personal information. They would subsequently go back to the victim's residence, retrieve the card they ordered, and deposit fake checks in the new bank accounts. In some cases, the suspects would redirect the victim's mail to other addresses. For people who cannot afford installing locks or mail slots, police are asking that they retrieve their mail as quickly as possible. Quebec Superior Court has allowed a lawsuit against Apple and its Canadian division on the grounds that batteries in the iPhone and other products are not durable for a reasonable length of time. The law firm leading the suit is seeking compensatory and punitive damages for those affected. A Montreal Gazette report revealed that the lawsuit affects those who have bought any Apple products with a rechargeable battery since December 29, 2014. It will also affect those who purchased AppleCare or AppleCare Plus since December 20, 2015. The class action was allowed on the basis that Apple has failed to provide products that must be durable for a reasonable length of time. However, it is not clear what is considered a reasonable length of time, since Apple and the Canadian government consider batteries to be consumables and generally not covered under the Consumer Protection Act. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern. Now that the year-old Ebola epidemic has reached Goma, a heavily populated city near the border with Rwanda, the World Health Organization is looking to increase funding to fight the disease spread. The viral disease has killed more than 1,600 people over the past year. The current outbreak is largely confined to Congo, apart from three deaths in Uganda last month. Health officials and responders hope declaring the global health emergency will bring more international attention and aid. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome back to another installment of Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. I'm really happy that you're here to join me tonight because it's going to be a real good show. Recently in the show, we've kind of been into the territory of underground scenes, local scenes around in and around here, and the CJLO Montreal scene kind of. But this week, you know what? It's always good to reach back to your roots. This week we're going to deep cuts, people, and we're going to start off tonight with, it's not going to be very many songs, it's going to take us all the way to the commercial break in the next 15 minutes, and we're going to start with a deep cut by Clarence Murray, Dancing to the Beat, that came out in 1969, I believe. It was a B-side off SSS Records, I believe. It's kind of an obscure label, but you know what? That's just the way we like it. And after that, we're going to hear from the Soul Queen herself, Aretha, doing her amazing version of Amazing Grace, which was recorded in 1972 at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in L.A. It is quite a performance. I'm super excited to feature her again on the show. And I know you're going to enjoy it, folks. It's going to be a real soulful episode. We got some gospel tinge stuff. We're going to hear from the Fives Stair Steps. We're going to hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Tyrell. We're going to hear from the Teskey Brothers. We're going to hear from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We got some gospel tinge stuff in there, folks. And it's going to kick off right now. Dancing to the Beat.
I'm not afraid to Oh! Thank you.
Aretha Franklin right here on Sold Out CJLO Radio 1690 AM. I don't think I really have anything to say about that song that it doesn't already say for itself. That is, I have absolute chills, people. I've been covered in chills for the last 10 minutes because of that song. If we met like an alien race or something one day, don't you think that if they wanted to have an idea of what the human voice could do in terms of singing, that would be the one track that you would play for them? Because I think that's what I would choose. I don't know about you. In any case, we got a lot of excellent singers still up ahead on the show. We're going to jump into the commercial break. And on the other side of that, we're going to come back with Baby Washington. So stay tuned right here on Sold Out.
This July, community radios across Canada are proud to present the 5th annual Surround Sound Radio Documentary Festival. Tune in every week to hear interesting, thought-provoking, and heartfelt radio documentaries by producers from across Canada and beyond. For more information on the festival and specific airing times in your city, head to our website at www.surroundsoundfest.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You've already pretended to be a Costigan from South Boston.
Every weekend, Sergeant.
And have the iconic Sons of Cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
CJLO Radio.
I've got a feeling.
I'm so gone on you. even if I've got to change it, I can't. My memory's cold on you. Even if I try to think of something new, I can't. The thought of you, I'm denied.
Were the Teskey Brothers right here on Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM and on the .com on CJLO Radio, CJLO.com. Teskey Brothers, man, they're a pretty cool band. They're out of Australia, I think, and it's kind of interesting to hear what house soul music is bubbling down there. And before that, we heard from Baby Washington that a record called I've Got a Feeling takes us back to 1963, I think it was off Sue Records or something like that. So many labels back in the day, people. Well, speaking of back in the day, we're going to take a little bit of a left turn here. But stay with me, okay? But stay with me on this one. I know it might sound kind of crazy to play a song that is awfully popular, but I swear I'm not going to play the original recording. People who know me know I love classic rock and all things like that. And recently I've been really digging those early Elton John records, and I was just, you know, perusing online like you do, and I came across this cover of Benny and the Jets on YouTube by a group called the Van Horn Trading Post. It's can't find it anywhere else. Can't find it on Spotify, can't find it on SoundCloud or anything, but by gosh, I found it on YouTube. So I'm going to play it right off of YouTube. And it's awesome because you really get a sense, you know, you always know that Elton John and Bernie Taupin, for that matter, too, had like, you know, a soul and R&B kind of influence, especially earlier in their career. But it's really nice to hear how their songs, which were traditionally either poppy or pop rock kind of style, translate into a soul kind of vibe. This is really low-key kind of folky soul. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So let's hear Benny and the Jets. You know the song. Let's sing along. Here is Van Horn Trading Post.
Mm-hmm. spotlight's hitting something that's been known to change the weather. We'll kill a fatted cop tonight, so stick around. Gonna hear electric music, solid walls of sound. Oh, Kenny, Ronnie, have you seen them yet? Man, they're so spaced out. Benny and the Jets. Oh, the weird and the wonderful. Oh, fantasies were really keen. She's got electric boots, a moya suit. You know I read it in a magazine. Oh, oh yeah. Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets. watch how things will get brighter. Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Isn't that song just a ray of light, people? Isn't it just so soothing to hear that everything's going to be okay? I think it is. Those were the Five Stair Steps, of course, with Ooh Child. Five Stair Steps, also known as the First Family of Soul. I don't know what you think about that, but yeah, it's good to know. And right before that, we heard a new-ish band called the Van Horn Trading Post with their cover of Benny and the Jets, the Elton John classic. I really love that cover. I hope you enjoyed it, too. It's always cool to see how old pop songs get re-translated into a new kind of modern chill vibe soul track. And the next song is all about being an original kind of formative soul track. It comes from Atlantic Records. You know, it doesn't get much better than Atlantic Soul. Well, I mean, depends who you are. Some people will argue for Motown and Stax, but Atlantic, man, Atlantic was stacked, please excuse the pun, back in the day. And I'm going to play from a record, a single called Them All About Loving You. I'm About Loving You, I should say, by Al Hudson and the Soul Partners. Let's take a listen to it. When we come back after that, we're probably going to hear from the Mighty Clouds of Joy, I think. I think it's time. It'll be this week's vinyl cut. So I'll see you on the other side of this song. Here's Al Hudson.
I'm to take everything to the Lord in prayer. For there's a certain part of that song we love to sing. The part where it says, take everything to God in prayer. For we found out that prayer changes things. If you pray, and pray an honest prayer. I'm a living witness today that prayer changes things. Oh Lord, we have a song right now that we're gonna sing. And in this song, we're gonna call your day. Oh Lord, if you know the day, something got a hold of you. When I call your day, Red Gun, when I call a day, the clouds of heaven look brand new. Oh Lord, we want you to stand up and say, that's the day something got a hold of me. You know there are a lot of people today who wish they was able to stand up and testify to their day. When they ask me about my day, I got happy and begin to sing a song that said these words. Oh, I came to Jesus as I was.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Ready for some thrills, spills, chills, and kills? Fantasia, North America's premier genre film festival, takes over the downtown campus of Concordia University once again. Come get your frights and delights with incredible features and shorts from around the world from July 11th to August 1st. CJLO DJs spin live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. Visit FantasiaFestival.com for more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine boys and ghouls at
Fantasia!
Hey CJLO listeners, are you looking for a show that's going to take you on a ride? We'll park it right here every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., where Camille and Crystal Christine will be discussing local and international trending topics, along with special segments like health, dating, and more. Plus, you never know who may drop in and join our conversation.
What's up, people? Welcome back to Sold Out. I hope you're still enjoying the program right here on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. Before the break, we heard today's vinyl selection, and it's a deep one, people. I picked it up at Beatnik Records a couple of weeks ago. It's a record off VJ Records, I believe. No, I'm getting it wrong. I'm holding out the vinyl right in front of me. It's from Peacock Records, which was kind of like, I think it was based in Texas, kind of like a R&B gospel and jazz type label. This goes back to 1969. It's a live record by the Mighty Clouds of Joy called Live at the Music Hall. And the track we heard was part of a medley going from a track called I Came to Jesus and into the next kind of vamp called simply called Hymn. Definitely go check out that record if you can. It's some really powerful live soul, some really soul-stirring kind of stuff, just like we heard from Aretha at the beginning of the show. So we hear from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And I'm going to pass the baton over now to a Canadian group called Crack of Dawn. This is a song called Keep the Faith, right here on Sold Out.
Oh,
supposed to do my feet in this world of responsibility. Oh Lord, listen what I say.
That was Juliana and Jesse with Fly. They're a local brother and sister duo, I believe. It's kind of rare to find a brother and sister that are doing pretty well for themselves. They must get along pretty well, which is pretty great. Yeah, you've been listening to that right here on Sold Out, CJLO Radio, 1690 AM. And I want to plug something real quick before we play our last song of the night. Next week on the show, if you're able to listen, it's going to be a really good one because I'm going to feature an interview right here in studio with local singer-songwriter Becca, and it's going to be a great show. She's going to bring her guitar. She's going to do a couple songs for us. It's going to be really, really cool. So stick around if you can for next week's show right here on CJLO at 8 p.m., just as it always is. And that's about all I have to plug for now, I believe. You can always reach out on Facebook and stuff at Sold Out Radio, CJLO Radio, CJLO 1690 AM, something like that. Anyway, yeah, that brings us to the end of the show. So I'm going to play right now The Onion Song by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. This is from one of their many collaborations. The record's called Easy. And stay tuned for Here For It coming up right after this right here on CJLO Radio, 1690 AM. Peace out, everybody. Have a good night.
The world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Oh, baby. And the only way to get free this great big onion
is to plant love seeds until it dies.
Hey world, we gotta break.
a grave.